It's time for Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive and Highway 62 East. Talk of the Town highlights upcoming events and interesting people in the Twin Lakes area. And now here's your host.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Sammy Raycraft, and welcome to Talk of the Town. I'm privileged to have Christy Kern in here with me today. She is the Vice Chancellor of Marketing and Community Relations over at ASU Mountain Home. And Christy, I hear there's some exciting things going on in the nursing program right now.
Yes, there are very good things happening in our health sciences department. We are excited to announce that we have received initial approval from the Arkansas State Board of Nursing to offer the Associate of Applied Science degree in registered nursing. They met on January 5th and voted to grant us initial approval, which allows us to recruit and enroll students in an RN program. And we are so proud that this is coming over into the ASU Mountain Home Home of Things over in the Health Sciences building. This is a new program that's going to give students an additional path to complete their nursing education. We've had a couple of bridge programs before, and as you know, A-State probably, you probably know that A-State has offered nursing in the past, but we are going to have an opportunity to complete the RN program through ASU Mountain Home in 2 years of full-time face-to-face classes. So we're super excited about this, and we're going to accept about 24 students in the first class, which is going to begin May 30th of 2023.
So what makes this different than when, like you said, A-State was sponsoring this before? What makes that program different than us having it in-house?
Not much difference, except that the nurses in our area who are instructors in the program work for ASU Mountain Home, and it's just kind of a seamless transition if you want to be a CNA and then go up the ladder to become a nursing student, or if you're coming in through the EMT paramedic program. It just gives you a seamless way to go into the RN program, and we're super excited about the opportunity to offer this with our own nursing instructors and through the ASU Mountain Home Health Sciences School. So it's there's a huge demand for RNs in our community. You've heard this for months and months, I know, but there's also a huge demand statewide and nationwide, and so we have been looking to grow our nursing program, and we currently have an LPN paramedic to RN program and a practical nursing program for students on our campus, but we've gotten so many requests and support from the local healthcare community. Baxter Health has offered scholarships and stipends for our students, and they have really designed a program to support putting RNs into the workforce quickly, and we're just super excited about this, and probably will turn out about 60 students a year through this program. We're so excited. Registered nurses are going to be plentiful in the Twin Lakes area, so we're very excited about this.
As far as you know, does Baxter Health offer like a path if you take the program here locally?
They have in the past. That's something that the Baxter Health Foundation can tell you more about. They have offered scholarships. They've offered stipends. They have a requirement that you work for them for a certain amount of time. But as far as I know, those are still in place. And as you know, there are a lot of opportunities for people to receive scholarships at ASU Mountain Home. And so we will help you do anything we can to find the money for this. We're just thrilled that we can offer this RN program. It's going to begin this summer in 2023, so now is the time to get your prerequisite courses done and to apply for those scholarships and financial aid. The deadline for applications is March the 15th, so the time is now to get your application in and get those classes started and your scholarship dollars in place for this program. It's going to be 63 credit hours, so it's a full load, full time, and lots of good people there to support you both in the program and in the admissions and financial aid offices. So we're there for you.
It's just so great over the years to watch this, our small little community college here in town, just thriving, it seems.
I know, really. And there's so many people here who are aware that we have a great healthcare system here. In Baxter County, 30% of the population is 65 years and over. And that's a huge increase over the average in Arkansas, which is just 17.5%. So we are the largest provider of healthcare nursing students in the area. We are partnering with Baxter Health, the largest provider of care in the area, and their Medicare population is about 60%. So it really increases the need for RNs at Baxter Health and in support services in our community. So it's a great opportunity for someone who's interested in getting into nursing to do this quickly, and there's tons of support out there, as we mentioned. So now's the time to apply for admission, get your prerequisites out of the way, and be ready to go in this new RN program as soon as we have classes starting.
Christy, where do we need to head to start getting signed up?
Well, Sarah Smith is the person who advises for all of our health sciences programs. So whether you're interested in the CNA program or the new RN program or EMT paramedic, she can help you start that process. You can reach Sarah at 508-6266, or you can just go to the ASU Mountain Home website, look for the health sciences program, and apply. There is an application that covers many different programs, and just get yourself started at ASUMH.edu. We will be there to help you just as soon as we receive your application and your information. There's a real short form that you can start with, and we will be happy to help you through the process. Sarah Smith is a great resource.
Anything else going on that you've got over the next couple months that you want to talk about?
Well, classes are going on now for spring semester, so now is the perfect time to apply for our summer program. I've mentioned this before, but summer is a really good time to get your prerequisites out of the way. The class sizes are smaller in the summer, so if you are nervous about taking an algebra or an English class, summer is really a great time to do that because the classes are smaller, the time frame is shorter, and so if there's a class that's torturous for you, do it in the summertime because you have more resources, more help, more support, and you won't be in there for a full semester. You'll have a shorter window of time. And it's a great chance for folks to get some extra help from our faculty who are there in the summer. And we're anticipating graduating about 60 to 75 RNs a year. And there's lots that you need to take as prerequisites for that program. So summer is the perfect time to get those out of the way and then get yourself into a program, whether that's business or a transfer program in the School of Arts and Sciences or one of our great programs in health sciences. We are there to help and would love to help you begin this summer, and now is the time to get your application in.
Well, it's always a pleasure to hang out with you, Christy. Thank you for coming in to Talk of the Town today. Everybody, if you're interested in that RN program, the exciting things are happening at ASUMH, and you need to get on the information there and get started.
You're right. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, thank you.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East. To learn how she can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.